So is it possible for a jealous partner to get better? Adam's asking that in our group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I don't know how to put this, so I'll just say it. My girlfriend's very jealous.
Oh.
Whenever we go out with a group of my friends, which usually includes women, she's very uncomfortable. One of my guy friends even noticed this and sent me a text saying she's very jealous.
Okay.
So not too long ago, after a night of drinking, I caught her reading my text messages on my phone. So we got in a pretty big fight that night. Never since then, she's assured me that she isn't jealous and she trusts me. But I find it hard to believe.
Okay.
I'd love to know if any of your listeners have been in my situation and what happened. Will that jealousy ever get better? Do you think she doesn't trust me? Is it ever possible for her to get over her insecurity, or will she just keep suppressing her feelings? Thanks.
Well, I think the good news here is I think, yes, you can get over being jealous.
I think so, too. It may take time and your actions proving to her that, yes, there are trustworthy people. I'm one of them.
Yeah, and it's going to... And so part of getting over jealousy is communication and time.
Right.
Both of those combined, I think, will help. You've got to be able to communicate that to your partner, and then you got to also allow time to pass for them to show, or for you to show them that it's real.
Exactly. And the problem is, though, she's already violating your privacy. So you've got to shut that down. Like, hey, you shouldn't feel the need to look through my text messages.
But at the same time, you could offer to show her, like,
be
fully
transparent. Yeah.
Look, there's nothing to worry about here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, she's already looked at him once.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
All right.
Like, that would bother me, too, is that she went straight to, I've got to check his text messages.
Okay, so that's what Kelly and I said. Already, we're getting the opposite from listeners on our text line. So we'll get to some of those, especially if you've got a story about how you have approached this. Send us a voice note. Like, just shoot it over to us on text.
Yeah, it's a lot easier, especially if you have some things to say.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. Great way to get a hold of us. You can call or text, or like I said, send us a voice note. We'll do that coming up next. Group therapy. We just heard from Adam. He's dealing with a girlfriend who he says really jealous and wants to know, is it ever going to be something that they can get past? They hang out with friend group. Texts are being sent from his friend group to him saying she's very jealous. She was caught snooping through his phone. So where do we go from here? Gabby sent us a voice note.
Okay, I had an ex-boyfriend that was so jealous to the point where he got in multiple physical altercations with other men if they were talking to me or sometimes even just looking at me.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
And at first I was like, wow, he must really love me. But then I realized that it's more of a reflection of him than it was about his feelings for me. Needless to say, we broke up, and I don't know that it's something that can change.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Okay,
thank you,
yeah.
Gabby, for that. Appreciate
Tish
it.
She said that's a her problem. It's not going to get better with some therapy help. She's making you pay for hurt that you didn't cause. You can't make someone trust you if they're committed to not doing so. It's not hopeless. She just needs to take responsibility for herself and work on realizing she is the issue, not you.
Hang on a second. We just got a message. I'm gonna cold read it. I haven't read it yet, but she says, I'm 90% sure that Adam guy you just read on the air is my boyfriend.
Oh.
Should I read it first to myself to make sure?
No,
or should
let's
I just
dive in. You just dipped your toe in.
Okay. So we literally just got this. And it says, hi, Ben and Kelly. I'm about 90% sure that Adam guy you just read on the air is my boyfriend, or honestly, probably soon to be ex.
Oh, after this.
I just want to add a tiny detail he conveniently left out. Like, he used to date one of the girls in that friend group he keeps bringing me around. Not ancient history.
Oh.
Not we were kids once. I'm talking recent. Like, he was still with her when we started, or when he started dating me. And when I asked about it early on, he told me they were already done.
Okay.
So yeah, when we all hang out and I'm quiet or uncomfortable, it's not because I'm sitting there plotting how to ruin his fun. It's because I'm standing next to the girl he overlapped with me trying to act normal.
Ooh.
And the phone thing, not my proudest moment. I know that crossed a line, but let's not pretend that came out of nowhere. Trust isn't a light switch you flip on or off after finding the foundation was, let's call it, creatively poured.
Creatively poured?
Wow. He says I'm jealous. I say I was given a reason to question things from day one. Hearing him frame it like I'm just insecure with no context, that was kind of my wake-up call. I don't think this is something that magically gets better, especially when the truth is still doing gymnastics to avoid being fully acknowledged. Wow. So yeah, if the message was about me, then this is me saying, I'm not crazy. I'm not just jealous. And I think I'm done trying to convince myself this feels okay. Appreciate
oh, wow.
you guys. Even this, if that this was a weird way to get clarity with a little heartbroken emoji.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. Lexi
did
from
we
LA.
Just,
dang.
Did we just get the response in real time?
Yeah. Giselle's like, glad she caught this post on time. And Mason from E-Town, I'm team girlfriend now. Lexi's getting chills.
Wow.
Charity, I knew it. I almost added that maybe one of the girls they hang out with is an ex. Oh, how the tides have turned.
Oh, how the turntables.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's wild. Okay.
That is a valid detail to include.
He conveniently left out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Adam, if you're listening, do you want to respond?
Yes.
I mean, you could call right now. Phone lines are
open. If you need us to be your conduit
right.
to continue this conversation with your girlfriend, it sounds like, okay, you're calling her out, but now she's calling you back out. So I get why she's uneasy now if there was that going on at the start of your relationship.
We just got a text from... listener said, dang, Ben and Kelly breaking up relationships on air live. I like it.
Mary Jane, dude wants his cake to eat it too. Girlfriend's right. My opinion. Angela, right. What a time to be alive.
Okay, all right.
If she's been questioning it for that long, it shouldn't be a question anymore. Oh, gosh.
All right,
that's a big, yes, that's a valid detail, Adam, to leave out of group therapy. So we need all of the evidence presented when you bring your case to us.
I mean, I understand why he didn't put that part in,
because
it does make it a little bit more of a two-side. Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, maybe there's this, and
right.
you guys still, I still think... I mean, obviously now I don't know if there is a chance that this relationship survives.
Well,
but
both have now put each other on blast in a
public
forum.
Yeah, in a very public forum, and I don't know if that's a good recipe for success here.
Or this cleans the slate for both.
Maybe
of
it
them.
Does. Yeah, maybe it does. It's like, yeah, well, you did this. Well, you did this.
It's
okay,
like, all right,
we're
truce.
Even.
Let's start even.
Yeah.
Let's wipe the slate clean. Let's start fresh. And let's move forward. I know, I get now why you're uneasy. Let me assure you that is done, and I am okay. all in with you.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, Charity says there's always two sides to the story.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey.
And Missy says that is exactly why we listen live and local. Yeah. Thanks, Missy.
Dang.
She gets it.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, this is what radio is. It's in the moment. It's happening
Shelby,
now.
What a good day to save lives.
That's what we're doing.
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
All right. Well, you know what? At the very least, we are helping
I
both of you
done.
Be honest
yeah.
with each other about what was happening between
yeah.
you two.
All right.
Like, Adam, you should now fully understand
yes.
why she was feeling the way she was feeling.
Yes.
And now, if you truly want to move forward with her, you're going to need to
own
put
up.
It all out there.
Yes. You got to put... You got to... Take the masks off
yes,
and own up to everything.
Understand that your foundation was
rocky
say,
to start.
Was,
oh yeah, what was it?
It was creatively poured.
Let me. Yeah, yeah. She's a creative sort.
Yes.
I will say that. Yeah. foundation was creatively poured. Yes. That's an interesting.
So let's go ahead. We're either going to make that foundation more solid, or okay. we're going to go our separate ways.
And Adam, if these aren't the real people who are connecting with each other, then okay. But yes. it certainly sounds like it is. So.
Adam is rolling in on text message, not that Adam,
oh.
but said if he's truly sincere with this girl and is upset that she hasn't got it past it, then they need to work through it if they can and want to.
Mm.
Group therapy equals real therapy.
All right, we'll end
Thanks, Adam.
Yep, we'll end it there. All right, thank you, I guess, to both of you. It's rare that we get both sides.
Yes. And London says that is doing the Lord's work.
All right. That is group therapy on 99. I mean, I would say keep us posted, but I think we know.
Well, they do have a conversation to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'll see all if right. they decide to be like, all right, we have aired all of our warts.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. You are right. I don't want to necessarily put a nail in the coffin here. Yeah, you're right.
This could be like, okay, touche. You put me on blast, I put you on blast.
And now we're even.
Let's call a truce and move forward with the slate clean, or we're like, yep, nope, I'm out.
Okay, so yeah, keep us posted.
Okay.
That is group therapy.